revolution was of grip and jungle. Degrees of monument sketched out in combat and fire. I am the black schematic of a raffia pile to it, cast in Ashanti, gold and wrapped with wire from northern Mali in the African past.
We started that set off with a song from Francisca Mandeo from Zimbabwe, who fled her country and released an album called Kwasunama. Yeah, it does sound like a tsunami. It means brewing storm, released in 2010. The track was Endona Diaspora, which you could understand, and she is talking about living in the diaspora and not being able to return home, and commenting a lot in the album about refugees and their status. Then we heard Heritage from Mop Mop. That was featuring Anthony Joseph. Mop Mop is out of Berlin, but plays Afro-Caribbean music with particularly Caribbean instrumentation. That went back to 2013, first release, Isle of Magic. Behind us, one of my favorites. It's atypical of the release. The group is Mono Swayze. Their first release was in 2013, called The Village. This track is called Metal Drum. It's a collective. The vocalists are from Zimbabwe and Mozambique, and they have jazz horns from players from Sweden and Norway. My name is Mariah, and this is African Roots. I'm delighted that you're listening here to KGNU Boulder, Denver, bringing you music from Africa and the diaspora from the Front Range in Colorado on this beautiful autumn day. Let's get back to Mono Swayze. Enjoy.
Thank you. soñar que sea y el más manillao mai mai dolar tu la tere palo chorobai samba ñaka sea y el más manillao mai mai dolar tu la tere palo ya habi chicken bi ne du sey pa dollo te bo de me kriya am gude sobili Samani jayo, mai mai dolar, dula tere dago. Chorobai samba, nyaka sayai jeluma. Samani jayo, mai mai dolar, dula tere dago. Yaka bichi kanbi, nedu sayek ba.
Thanks for listening to African Roots. My name is Mariah. If We've got 30 more minutes of music from Africa and the diaspora. Thank you for listening in today. We started the set off with Yawatan from El Sara and the Nubatones. That was the first single off of the forthcoming release, Manara. It's coming out on September the 30th. Really cannot wait for this to come out because the first two singles have been fabulous. You heard one earlier in the show and then heard the first single there. Then Arbina. That was from Noura Mint Somali. She's from Mauritania. She started singing when she was 13 years old, singing vocals with her mother. That's a new release, last couple of months. Then we went to a very old track that is a new release. It was recorded in 1991. Senegalese artist Souleymane Faye. The track was Thiora Bae Samba. He has recorded quite a bit, but that was found on a cassette tape. People had thought it was a lost recording. It was found and is now available. I actually took that off of YouTube. And behind us, another track from Acid Arab. Off of their most recent release, this is Busca Blues. Again, at the top of the hour, 6 o'clock Mountain Time here in Boulder, Denver. The BBC News Hour, followed at 7 by Sound Lab. And 8 o'clock, the Grateful Dead Hour. And you can get music 24/7 if you go to afterfm.com. It's a service by KGNU. It's 24/7 music channel, live music when it's streaming from KGNU, other times pulling from the archives. And you can also go to the archives and download podcasts. If you find something that you like, you can hear it again. And if you hear something you like, for the next 30 minutes, you can call me at the station at 303-442-4242. For now, let's get back to the music. Thanks for listening. We're coming up on the last set of African Roots for today. My name is Mariah. Happy to be hosting here at KGNU Boulder, Denver, bringing you music from Africa and the diaspora from Colorado. The track you're listening to is Shango. I'll tell you more about what that word means in a moment, which you know if you've been listening to the entire program. We started that set off with a fairly new release. This was in early August. Viu Kante from Mali. He is a master Ngoni player. The track was Kono, and it's from the release The Young Man's Harp. Then from Gabriel Kinza from Congo, that was Zabola Kisa off of the April 2016 Zulu album. Now back to Shango. Shango means God of Thunder, or Shango is the God of Thunder in Yoruba. And next we're going to hear a second track from Shango Dance Band. Someone called earlier in the program asking if I was playing Fela Kuti. It was when they were starting Afrobeat, when Fela Kuti was really starting Afrobeat and finding his sound, he had a percussionist who ended up in the Nigerian army, but he started a band there. It was called the Shango Dance Band, and what you're going to hear was recorded in 1974. The track is Son of Thunder. It's off of a short EP. It's about five or six tracks. It was only released in August of 2016, so it's fairly new in the world. I hope you enjoy it. But for now, let's get back to the Northwest Players playing their track, Shango. Thanks for listening.
Oh,
down African roots with the Akoko Nante Ensemble. Before that, Nora Mentzamali from Mauritania. And we started that last set off with Son of Thunder from the Shango Dance Band. Shango means God of Thunder in Yoruba. The Shango Dance Band, again, was formed by Fela Kuti's percussionist. They developed their sound, their Afrobeat sound. The percussionist ended up in the Nigerian Army. This was recorded in 1974, just released in August. Hope you'll stay tuned in about a minute for BBC News, followed at 7 by Sound Lab, and at 8 p.m. the Grateful Dead Hour. My name is Mariah. It has been a delight to host African Roots. You can catch African Roots with music from the continent and the diaspora every Saturday from 4 to 6 Mountain Time here on KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, 93.7 FM in Nederland, and online at kgnu.org. Thanks for listening, and BBC News.
This is Andrew Peach in London, breaking news at midnight GMT. A short while ago, police in the US city of Charlotte published video footage of the shooting of Keith Lamont Scott.
Legacy gripping his hand.
And after days of protests, they've been putting their side of the story.
The reason for the encounter is because laws were broken and the possession of a weapon caused the officers to escalate their attention onto him.
The latest live from the US in a moment. Also in the newsroom, a gay pride event broken up in Uganda.
As you can see, police is coming towards us. We are here in solidarity to celebrate our diversity, our sexuality.
And photographs of the British royal family are said to be in the hands of hackers.
If you're a royal or related to the royals, and as well as having security in terms of bodyguards and personal protection officers, you need to think about your online security, and I'm sure they will be nowadays.
First, here's Jonathan.
This is the BBC News. Hello, I'm Jonathan Izard. After days of protests in the US city of Charlotte, police have published their own video footage of the shooting of a black man, Keith Lamont Scott, on Tuesday. The footage from two different cameras shows policemen pointing their guns at Mr. Scott's car. He then opens the door and walks backwards away from the vehicle before being shot four times. Laura Bicker in Washington has been watching the police tapes.
You cannot see if he's pointing a gun at police. And there's also audio missing. You can't hear what's going on in the first 26 seconds of this tape. I fear that this may anger protesters who believe that when it comes to these cases, many of them fear that there's always some kind of police cover-up. There's always this accusation. The police say there is no cover-up. They have the facts of this case. And the police chief, Kerr Putney, has been at pains to say that this video, and one of the reasons they've not released it, is because the complexities of this case is not shown. But it's not made anything any clearer.
President Obama has officially opened the National Museum of African American History and Culture on the Mall in Washington. He said it could help white visitors understand the anger of demonstrators in places such as Ferguson and Charlotte following shootings by police of black suspects. The president of Gabon, Ali Bongo, facing a wave of unrest after his re-election, says he wants to form a new government that includes opposition figures.
It's important to include a representative of all the political forces, you see, as we want to go into a dialogue on the future of our country. So I'm looking forward, you know, to inviting, you know, a representative of different political parties to join our efforts and come with us with the cabinet.
But the opposition leader, Jinping, condemned a court decision on Friday that upheld Mr. Bongo's electoral victory as a miscarriage of justice. There were violent protests earlier this month when the result of the poll was announced. Leaders from Central European and Balkan countries meeting in Vienna have been trying to agree a common strategy to stem the unprecedented flow of migrants into Europe. The German Chancellor Angela Merkel said the EU needed the cooperation of African countries to secure the return of migrants not entitled to stay in Europe. Syria's foreign minister, Walid al-Mualem, has said that his government's forces are making great strides against what he called terrorism. Addressing the UN General Assembly in New York, he said he believed the Syrian army would be victorious.
Our belief in victory is even greater now that the Syrian Arab army is making great strides in its war against terrorism, with the support of the true friends of the Syrian people, notably the Russian Federation, Iran, and the Lebanese National Resistance. Such support has helped strengthen the resilience of Syrians and alleviate their suffering.
World News from the BBC. The leader of the South Sudanese rebels, Riek Machar, has called for popular armed resistance against the government. Mr. Machar had returned to the capital, Juba, as part of a peace agreement, but was forced into exile after clashes in July in which hundreds of people were killed. The statement was issued after a meeting between Mr. Machar and some of his officials in neighbouring Sudan. A senior adviser to Britain's former Prime Minister David Cameron says Theresa May repeatedly refused to back the Remain campaign ahead of the June referendum on leaving the European Union. In a new book, Mr. Cameron's former Director of Communications, Craig Oliver, says that Mrs. May, who became Prime Minister following the vote, ignored or turned down pleas to support the case for staying within the EU on 13 occasions. Thousands of people in Mexico City have protested against a government proposal to legalize same-sex marriage, which they say would undermine traditional families. Our America's editor, Leonardo Rocha, has more.
Public opinion